Let's discuss Dine Mazik bePurim, the din of a Mazik on the day of Purim. Is there a heter to go around being Mazik people, to damage, to wound, to harm people on the day of Purim, all in the name of Layhudim Haytaura Vesimcha Vesason Vikar? So from the Sefer Or HaHalacha, the Chelek of Moadim, on page Taf Kuf Gimel, he begins with a she'ela. Shamati be'omrim li she'adam she'mazik be'purim be'odo shikor patu. Ha'im ha'alacha kach. There is a rumor that one who causes damage on Purim due to the fact that he is inebriated, that he's intoxicated with wine, that he's drunk, that he's patu, that he's exempt from payment. Is that the halacha? He says, "Kodem boenu levayer din ze." Before we begin to address this question specifically, natzitz k'tzat b'yam gadol shulchan aruch choshen mishpat siman shin ein chet v'nosek kelav. He says, "Let's take a peek into the halacha shulchan aruch choshen mishpat siman shin ein chet." And some of the nosei kelim, asher hirchivu levayer et hamusag, ematay omrim adam muad leolam. In Shin Ayin Chet, in Shulchan Aruch, that's where we have the halachic concept of adam muad leolam, that a person is always liable. A human being, adam, is held liable always for damages that he causes, whether it's shogeg, not shogeg, bemezid. He's always chayav. So that's Shin Ayin Chet. If you'd like to remember that, I have a nice siman for you. Siman Shin Ayin Chet. Shin Ayin Chet is Rashi Tevot. Chiyuv Shmira Alai. You like that? You like that? Now you'll remember. You hear that, Michael? What do you say? Chiyuv Shmiratan Alecha, right? Chiyuv Shmira Alai. On me, I have to protect myself always from not harming anyone else. So in Siman Shin Ayin Chet, that's where we learn about Adam Muad Leolam. Katab Maran HaShulchan Aruch, so Maran writes there in Seif Aleph of Siman Shin Ayin Chet, Asur Le'azik Mamon Chavero. We're not allowed to be mazik, the mamon of our friend. Ve'im Hiziko, and if a person was mazik, even if you didn't gain anything from it, the hezek did not benefit you. You have to pay full damages. Ben shaya shogeg, ben shaya anus. Whether you were shogeg, anus, unintentional, out of your control. So a couple of dinim hayotzim mize for starters. Aleph, asur lehazik mamon chavero afilu im kavanato leshalem. The Sma, the Sefer Meirat Enayim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there in Siv Katan Aleph writes that you are asur to be mazik, you're not allowed to damage the property of your friend, even if you already from the beginning have the intention to pay. I'm going to pay him, but let me do this. No, you're not allowed to be mazik, even if you have intention to pay. Bet, Bichlal isur mazik mamon chaverohu. This he is bringing from Sefer Pitchei Choshen. Pitchei Choshen is a beautiful compilation of Hilchot Mamonot based on all the poskim of Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. So he writes there, included in the isur of mazik mamon chavero is ben bemetaltelim ben bekarka. Whether one is mazik portable items or one is mazik karka, real estate, land. Vafilu lichlech beged, lichluch kal. Even if you stained your friend's garment with a small stain, hayored al yedei shifshuf beli kibus, that even without taking it to the cleaners, you could get rid of that stain with a little bit, you know, shifshuf, with rubbing it off. You're not allowed to do that. You can't take, you know, something and squirt someone and stain his shirt and say, well, what's the problem? You could clean it off right now. Not allowed. It was worth coming today just to hear that, by the way. And And especially if there is a need to now put it in the washing machine or to take it to the cleaners, not allowed. V'chen bebatim v'karkaot. Also, in regards to damaging homes or karka. Kegon, lichlech kir, to dirty someone's wall. O taka yated bekir chavero shelo birshut. Or you hammered in a nail into a wall of someone's room without asking permission. V'afiru eno gorem nezek. Even if that didn't cause any nezek, but you made a hole in someone else's wall. Adain yesh alav isur shoel shlomidat. Don't forget there is a isur of shoel shlomidat, of borrowing without permission. It's not allowed. Shasur gam bekarka. That is not allowed even when it comes to karka. Mitzad ze asur litkoa masmer ulishtamesh bo. So that's why you're not allowed to bang in a nail to use. Ela im ken medubar bedavar she'en derech b'nei adam l'akpid. Unless we're talking about something that the derech b'nei adam, the normal way of people, is not to care about it at all. Okay, you have to know for sure that that's the case, but then it's okay. So he'll give examples. He's going to give, all this is going to be with examples. But, right, let's see. Gimel, asur le'adbik moda'ot al kirot chavero shelo birshut. We're not allowed to plaster or to tape, signs or notices, you know, on the walls of your friend without permission. You know, people come sometimes into a shul, and they don't ask anybody, and they don't belong to the shul, and they come and they tape things on the walls of the shul. So now, if there is a special wall, and you see that this is meant for putting up posters and things like that, okay, then maybe that's an example of en derech b'nei adam le'akpid b'kach, that the shul is not makpid as long as you put it there. But sometimes what happens, they put it up on a different wall where you don't see anything there because they want to catch attention that way, and you're not allowed to do that. That's called being a mazik. You're being a mazik. Because now, when you take it off, the wall is dirty now because it has a little bit of a mark of the tape, you know. So it's very... See, you have to think before you do that. Kemo shematsui shematbikim b'chadre madregot modaot. Like we find that in a hallway or in a stairwell, people put up, modaot, posters. V'gorem bazen ezek lasiyud. And you cause damage to the paint peels off. Vafiru bekir chitzoni, even in an outer wall, im darkam shel bnei adam lehakpid, if it's the way of people there in that particular place to be makpid on it, that they don't want that, it's asur. If you see that it's something that everybody is doing and nobody says anything, it's already accepted and people are okay with it, then you can do that. Dalet, nechlaku aposkim imutar leazik mamon chavero kedele afrisho meisur. To be mazik the mamon of someone for the purpose of mafrish meisur, to remove him from doing, to stop him from doing something which is asur. There is a machloket if you're allowed to do that even. And even those who say you're allowed to, that's only if you're mazik that particular item, which is asur. Let's say someone has something that is not, you know, you're not supposed to have that. Either it brings pritzut, or it's maybe avodah zarah, or whatever it is, or something that's like avodah zarah. What? That's also, right? Cigarettes is something that is mazik, his health, so that could be included in davar, which is asur, right? So are you allowed to take his cigarettes and to throw them out, or to tear them, you know, to break them apart? So even those who were matir, they were only matir b'mamon ha'isur, to be mazik that particular item, which is asur. Ka'asher al yedeh ha'hezek yimana chavero me'ha'isur. So at least you gain that by the hezek that is caused, you're stopping your friend from doing something that deliberately is asur. I don't know if the example of cigarettes is clear-cut case of this, because you could have those that will argue and say, well, it's not 100%. After all, minhag ha'olam, people do smoke. We know that's not true, but I don't know if to the extent where you could go around taking people's cigarettes, you know, and tearing them. So I wouldn't use that necessarily as an example, even though that may be a good example. Yeah.
Someone's about to eat something that's not kosher.
Right. Right. So then you're allowed to you know, pour milk on it or be mazik it so that you are moneah him mi'isul. That would be a case. But let's say to do a hezek, that you're really not stopping him from the isu. You caused him a hezek in his money. You're like, he was going to use his wallet to buy it, and what'd you do? You took away his wallet, or you know. But the reason why you took it away was lehafrisho mi'isu. Yeah, but first of all, you're not mafrishin. You're not, because first of all, you didn't damage the isu itself. You know, he's still going to want to do it. So you damaged something else. You're not allowed to do that. Let's say after he already did it, so now, oh, I'm going to teach him a lesson. What I'm going to do right now is going to make sure that he doesn't do it ever again. Not allowed. And even when you think you are allowed, no action should be taken without asking a chacham. Because after all, bottom line, even in a case where you are allowed, who said it's a chiyuv? It doesn't, eno chayav, you're still not obligated to do it. Bifrat b'makom she'en mitzvah tochecha, especially in a case where there is no mitzvah of tochecha. Kegon b'yudi mumar, she'en mitzvah lehafrisho. A Yehudi mumar, a Yehudi, a Jew, which unfortunately is known to not care and to rebel and to, and to, what is that? A wayward, that's the translation of the word mumar, a rebel or a wayward person who doesn't keep, he's not religious at all, and just because you're going to stop him now, you're not stopping him at all in the future, and he's still going to do it, and he might even do it with more of a, you know, of a vengeance. So there's no mitzvah of tochecha in that case. There are types of tochecha that you could give him if you feel that you could speak nicely to him, and maybe little by little, okay, but the mitzvah of tochecha, of deliberately, you know, stopping him from doing it, that's not a mitzvah in this case. I don't want to be ma'arich on that too much because that will take us off the topic. You have a question?
Just a quick question, like for an example, what it means to pull out Krishna Sais, or like after he already did these, or like...
So that's why I explained, I said, let's say you want to be mazik him, after he did the isu, in a way that you say to yourself, if I do this right now, he won't do it again. There's no chiyuv anymore to do that, and not only that, you're not allowed to be mazik him afterwards. The only heter, according to some, is when you're actually going to gain that he's not going to do it.
But even though it's only mamon himself,
and only about the mamon we're talking about, not to be mazik him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the mamon. וברור שאסור לאדם להכניס את עצמו on the top of Tav Kuf Dalet לסכנה על מנת להציל אחרים מייסורים. A person is not supposed to put himself into danger, to endanger his own self, to save someone else from doing a isur. וכן ברור שאם חברו בא להכשילו באיסור בממונו, אם אינו יכול להישמת באופן אחר, כי אם בהשחטת ממון המכשיל, מותר. And also another halakha, that if it's clear... it's clear that if, let's say, his friend comes to cause him to stumble on a isu with his mamon. Well, if there's no way out of it, only, and the only way is by getting rid of his item that he's trying to get you to do a isu with, then you're allowed to. Then you're allowed to. So, you know, to endanger your life to save someone else from isu, not supposed to. You don't have to do that. If your friend is trying to get you to do a isur with an article, with a mamon that belongs to him, and the only way of you stopping yourself from doing it is by breaking it, then you're allowed. Then you're allowed. To be mafrish atzmecha min ha'isur, you're allowed to be mazik directly the item that will cause the isur. אף על פי שנתבאר לאל שאדם מועד לעולם בן שוגג בן מזיד. Here's an important point that comes from Tosfot in our Masechet. Even though we just said before, ההלכה אין שין אין חד, that Adam is מועד לעולם, he's liable always, בן בשוגג, בן במזיד, Hiskimu rabotenu arishonim shelo bechol ones chayav. We see clearly from the Rishonim that not every ones means something that is out of your control, not on every case of ones you are chayav to pay. Ela rak beones she'eno gamur. Only an ones which is not completely an ones, that's when you are chayav. Aval beones gamur, patur. A full-fledged ones, you are patur. Now what's the difference between ones gamur, ones she'eno gamur? He's going to explain. In parentheses, he says, despite the fact that some hold it's a machloket Maran and Rama, ha'ikar she'en machloket ben Maran and Rama. There's no machloket in this. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama agree that when we say Adam mu'ad le'olam afilu be'ones, it means be'ones she'eno gamur. Aval be'ones gamur, he's patur. Geder Adam ha'mazik she'chayav be'ones. So what does this mean? A person who is mazik, who is chayav be'ones. What's the geder in this? Tosfot in Baba Kama, we mentioned this a few times. Tosfot in Baba Kama, Dav Kavav Hamud Aleph, Dibu Amat Chil Shmuel, they said, Natnu Klal, they gave the rule. Shekol ones, Shu Ke'en Gneva, Patu. Ke'en Aveda, Chayav. Ones which is in the category, ones which is like a Gneva of a stolen item, that type of ones, you're Patu. That's a full fledged ones. But a ones ke'en aveda, but a ones which is the type of ones which, like it was lost from you, that is not an ones gamur. And he's going to explain. Kloma, im haya b'maase shelo k'tzat pshia. Let's say in the case of ones, there was a little bit pshia on your side, a little bit negligence. Afilu im ikar maase na'asa be'ones, even if the main part of the act was by ones. It wasn't in your control, as we'll soon see. Chayav mazik leshalem. The mazik is still chayav to pay. That's when we say Adam mu'ad leolam. Ki ze nechshav ones ke'en aveda. That's called ones ke'en aveda. Let's talk about aveda for a moment. Dumya de aveda. Just like someone who loses someone else's item. He gave you something to watch, and you lost it. How'd you lose it? You dropped it. Shenafla mimenu lelo yediyah. It fell from you without your knowledge. You're innocent. You lost it. It fell from your pocket. So now, afal pi sheyesh kan ones, even though this is a case of ones, when you dropped it, it wasn't with your mind, so it wasn't in your control. Sharei yishgiach k'tzat, after all, he did put it in his pocket. He did watch it a little bit. Chayav. Is chayav in a case of ones ke'en aveda. Why? Because he could have taken measures from the beginning to make sure that it won't fall. He should have been a little bit more careful. He could have been, and he wasn't. Velo asakach. Nechshav hadavar leketzat pshia v'chayav. So, ones which is ken aveda has a little bit of pshia mixed into it. Because you could have done more that to avoid what happened. Since you didn't, we say Adam mu'ad le'olam ben be'ones ben beratzon. Lefichach, therefore, b'mikrim domim, in similar cases, she'adam hizik bishgaga, where a person was mazik unintentionally. Le'achar she'ra'a kli munach al ha'aretz. Let's say, after he saw that there was something on the floor, he saw someone's phone on the floor. So he already saw it, right? So now he should have been careful not to walk there. But then let's say he forgot and he got spaced out and he started walking and he stepped on the guy's phone and he broke it. Chayav leshalem. In that case, we say Adam mu'ad leolam and he has to pay. Ki dino dumya leones ke'en aveda. Because that's similar to ones ke'en aveda. Not ones ke'en gneva. And he gives more examples. From here we learn, Adam sheyashav bevet haKnesset, a person sits down in shul, vehiniach et mishkafav o koso al safsal panui shehaya liyado, and he takes off his glasses and he puts his glasses on a chair right next to him, or let's say he took his cup, he had a glass cup and he put it next to him on the chair. All right, ונכנס אדם אחר שלא ראה את המשקפיים או את הכוס. Someone else comes into shul, he didn't see the glasses on the chair, he didn't see the cup on the chair. והתיישב עליו ספסל, and he sat on that chair, ושבר את המשקפיים או את הכוס, and he broke the glasses, he broke the cup. וכן, אם מהרים את מושב הספסל, or let's say he came, and he picked up the bench. He picked up the chair, you know, like you fold it up. So he folded it back up, not realizing that the person's, his friend's glasses were on it. V'naflu v'nishberu. So the glasses fell on the floor and they broke. In that case, we say, patu. Because there's no reason whatsoever for him to even know, to think that there were glasses on that chair. And he explains why. He says, mikivan shebederech klal, normally, lo munachim chafatzim al safsele bet hakneset. Normally, you don't have items like that on a chair in a shul. So, im kena safsalim re'uyim miyad lishiva lelo yitbonenut nosefet. So, therefore, the chairs or the benches in shul are made to be sat on immediately without having to, you know, inspect 1 second. Let me see if there's something on it, and then I'll sit. No, a person comes into shul. It's meant, the chairs are meant to be sat on without any thought. That's how it is. נחשב הדבר לגבי השובר. So in regard, as far as the one who broke the glasses is concerned, it's considered כאילו החפץ ששבר היה מונח על הארץ. It's just as if the item that he broke was on the floor and he didn't see it. שפטור לשלם את שברו. That's like onus ken gneva, because there's no reason for him to think that there should be a phone on the floor right now. The end darkan shel bnei adam litbonen bidrachim. The Gemara in Aminyach says that a person, when he walks, it's normal for people to walk without, you know, realizing what's on the floor. Maybe by Bor HaMitgalgel, Tosfot tells us on Dav Vav Amud Aleph that ad kedekach, to shoot what you stepped on to the point where it's going to be kicked and be mazik something else, then we say, darkan shel bnei adam yitbonen. Lefi da'at Tosfot, mashma from Rashi, not like that, right? Aval surely, to step on something and to break it, when I had no reason to think that it should be on the floor, not only I had no reason to think it should be on the floor, I had no reason to look at it. I'm walking, well, that's all I'm doing. En darkan shel bnei adam yitbonen badrachim, hu adin kan bebet hakneset. The same thing applies to sitting down on a chair in shul. I don't have to think that maybe there are glasses on it, or maybe there's a cup on it, or how many times did you sit on a sidur by mistake, right? In shul, you didn't think. Aval, im hashover, but there's one caveat, there's one difference here. Ruchim abayim, Ruchim abayim, good to see you. Aval im hashover ra'a et ha-mishkafayim al ha-safsal. But if, let's say, the one who broke the glasses saw it, he saw the glasses before, he noticed them there. But you know what many times happens. You notice something, but then you get distracted and you forget about it. He forgot about them and he sat on them by mistake. Oh, now, that's not ones ken gneva anymore. This is ones ken aveda. Just like aveda means losing an item, over here you lost your knowledge. You had knowledge of the, you saw that it was there, you forgot about it. Forgetting about it, that's like aveda. כיוון שהייתה לו ידיעה מראש, since you knew from the beginning, היה יכול להימנע מעשיית הנזק. Look what's expected of us, רבותיי. Look what's expected. You saw it there, you noticed it from your peripheral vision, you saw that there's glasses there. A human being, a ben adam, a adam, he is now supposed to make a mental note. Oh, okay, so when I sit there, I better, you know, give it a double check. Check again if it's still there. You're supposed to make a mental note. You can't now allow your mind to, you know, think about other things and sit like a klutz. You saw it there, and if you sit and you break them, im ken yesh kan ktzat pshia, there's a little bit negligence that is mixed in, mitzido shel asheni sheizik vechayav, denechshav maaseu kemazik beones ke'en aveda shechayav. So, right? It's considered like ones ke'en aveda, yes?
The practical case of the
That's the beauty of it. Absolutely. And you're going to love it even more. Look what he says now. He's going to say a big chidush. I put an exclamation point next to it. I don't remember why. Let's see. Ve'ilu b'yeshiva o b'kolel. Oh. If let's say a person walks into yeshiva or into a kolel, see over there, yes. On page the top of Taf Kuf Hei, right? In a yeshiva or in a kolel, the way is to sit for hours, for a long time, not just for mincha. So, it's normal. You're there for a long time. So a person, let's say, takes off his glasses. He has nowhere to put it. He puts it instinctively on the chair next to him. Or let's say another case. Let's say in a mikveh, you know, you put your glasses on your clothing. Or next to them on the chair, on the bench. It's normal to do that. Chayav kol adam lifnei sheyoshev lehitbonen tchila al hamoshav. Here, you cannot say, if I didn't see it first, it's ones ken gneva, and mimela, I'm not chayav, because en darkam shel bnei adam lehitbonen bidrachim. That's true, when you walk into a shul, since it's not a normal thing to have glasses on chairs, so if you didn't see it first, and you sat on it by mistake, you're patu. That would be an ones gamul, where you are patu. But if you go into a place where it is the derech to put stuff on chairs or on benches, that's the normal way, then it is incumbent upon the person who walks in to give a quick look. Where am I going to sit now? Okay, make sure there's nothing there. That has to be. Chayav kol adam lifnei sheyoshev litbonen tchila al hamoshav. Ve'im lo itbonen, and if he didn't, ve'hizik, and he sat, and he was mazik, chayav lishalem et dmehem labe'anim, you have to pay. So, you see, it depends on the case, it depends on the place, it depends on if it's derech b'nei adam. Based on that, we know if it's a ones she'eno gamur, where a person is chayav, or a ones gamur, where a person is patu. Adam she'nichnas legal yenadim, another example, a person walks into a kindergarten, you know. V'darach b'li lasim lev al mischakim apsurim baritzva. And by accident, he stepped on toys or games that were on the floor. Well, you know the derech is that things are on the floor in the kindergarten. Chayav l'shalem. You have to pay. You can't say, oops. Oops. People think that oops. Kol ha'omer, oops, patur mikol dinim shebatorah. Oh, what do you mean? This is, you can't say, en derech shel b'nei adam litbonen. You have to use your mind. Where it is the way to put things on the floor, you have to watch where you're walking. Chayav l'shalem. She'arei ha'derech b'makom zeh she'yesh mischakim mefuzarim. V'chein al zeh ha'derech. This is, many cases. Another example. Ha'meniach tavnit betzim b'midracha. A person who places down a box of eggs on the floor, on the sidewalk. It's not a smart thing. Uba adam venitkal bahem ushvaram patu. Someone who is walking on the sidewalk and by accident he steps on them and all the eggs went kaput. They're all broken. He's patu. In that case, that's ones ke'en gneva. That's ones gamu. The end akam shel bnei adam litbonen vidrachim, because once again, it's not the derech of people to watch necessarily every step where they're walking. Aval, but. You hear Nisi? If let's say he put the I just wanted you to hear that. Imeniach samuch lemakolet. If let's say he put the box of the eggs on the floor next to the grocery store. It's okay. Shedarkan shel bnei adam leaniach et haschora sham ad shedagi amonit. For example, it's the way to place down your items and wait for a taxi or something right next to, you just came out of the store where you bought the eggs and you placed your bag on the floor and you're waiting for a taxi and you went to call down a taxi and meanwhile some guy walked on your eggs. Ushvaram chayav. In that case, you'll be chayav. And this is Meforash from the Gemara in Ameniach. De'av she'en darkam shel b'nei adam litbonen bidrachim, even though normally a person is not normally careful where he's walking. Kan, but over here, right next to the marketplace, right next to the grocery store, Yadua shelifamim munachim sham kelim. It's known that it's normal, just like we said about the kindergarten, it's normal for food items to be placed momentarily on the floor. Hayalo litbonen velirot imunach sham mashu. He should have been careful and surveyed where he's walking to see that he's not going to walk on somebody else's things. This comes from Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Siman Taf Yud Bet, and from the Shach, and from the Pitche Choshen on the Siman. This is called learning Torah and becoming a mensch. Become a mensch. The Torah teaches you have to look. You have to look. But the Torah also acknowledges that, you know, there is what's called normalcy. There is a normal amount. En derech b'nei adam litbonen bidrachim. Aval, you can't stretch this out because there are cases where darkan shel b'nei adam, or let's say achrayutan shel b'nei adam litbonen. You are achrayi. You are responsible to watch where you're walking. Now he says like this. Now he's going to talk about location of Hezek and two people. Aleph, b'chol makom she'adam mazik, chayav leshalem. In any place, this comes from Shulchan Aruch, Siman, Shin Ayin Chet, Chovat Shmira Alay. B'chol makom she'adam mazik, chayav leshalem. Any place where a person is mazik is chayav. There's no difference in location. This is, if you're a behema, in case you maybe if you're a behema, so then you know. So okay, so regel is only, you know, ubiyer bizdeacher, he's patur b'shut aravim. Adam, who's not a behema, he's not patur b'shut aravim. It doesn't go like that. You're not Mr. Shen, you're not Mr. Regel, you are Mr. Adam. Ben b'shut aravim, ben b'shut anizak, whether it is in the public domain, whether it is in the domain of the person who is the nizak, the one who was harmed, and here comes the chidush. Va'afilu birshuto shel hamazik. And even, in general, in the reshut of the mazik himself, in his own reshut ayachid, in his own domain, if he's mazik, someone else's mamon, is chayav. Now, so when and what? Im hanizak hichnis sham et mamono. If let's say the nizak, the victim, brought in his mamon shelo birshut hamazik, without asking permission from the mazik, klomar nichnas lechatzel pratit, he came to his backyard. Af al pi sheyesh reshut lamazik lehotzi et mamono shel hanizak mirshuto, even though definitely the mazik has full permission, the mazik in this case is the owner of that backyard, has full permission to remove, to take out the mamon of the nizak from his reshut, aval en lo reshut lehaziko, but you have no permission to be mazik. You can't say, well, I'm allowed to be mazikit because I didn't ask him to bring it here. Okay, it's true, you didn't ask him to bring it here, it's true, he should have asked you permission, so you can kindly, you know, displace it. But to unkindly damage it, you're not allowed. Lachen, if he does so, chayav lishanim. Nobody could use the excuse of, this is my property, to be mazik someone else's nechasim property. Ben hiziko al yedei mamono, ben hiziko begufo. Whether he's mazik on his own, he deliberately does it, or he sends his dog to do it. It doesn't matter. However, all this, if he's, like I just explained to you, like I just described, he did it purposely. Meaning, I don't like that it's here. This is my house. This is my backyard. You didn't ask me to bring it here. Let's say he brought his dog, you know, he brought his cat. So now, you brought your cat. Very nice. He goes and he gives it a nice little, he throws a stone at it, or he gives it poison to eat. Or I don't know what, how you mazik a cat, but he... What are you? Right, this is not. So he's not allowed to do such a thing. Aval b'mezid. However, the exception is im heziko b'shogeg. If let's say the guy, it's in the reshut of the mazik, the nizak brought it without the permission of the mazik, and the mazik was with b'shogeg was without any intention. Patur balabait. Then he's patur. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ayin Chet Seif Aleph. Bet. Im ba'al ha'bayit huzak al yedei ha'nichnas lirshuto ve'lo reshut. Let's say the Baal HaBayit, the owner of the house, he was harmed, he was damaged by the one who came to his house, who came to his house without permission. Afilu huzak b'shogeg, even if the hezek happened to the Baal HaBayit unintentionally, chayav anichnas, the one who entered into the house, and he was the mazik, is chayav to pay for the nezek, kivan shenichnas bli kabbalat reshut, because he came in, you know, without permission. V'dafka shelo yada Baal HaBayit shenichnas. However, that's only if the Baal HaBayit did not know that he's there. All of a sudden, you know, the guy was, you know, he tripped over him, and he got harmed. So he's chayav. Aval im ra'au ha'be'alim shenichnas. But if let's say the Baal HaBayit saw, he knew that he's there. Hayalo lizahel mimenu. You should have been careful. You can't just say, well, listen, I know you're here, but you didn't come with permission. Therefore, I'm not watching where I'm walking. If I trip over you, זה לא הולך ככה. ואם הוזק בעל הבית מאליו, פטור. So if the Baal HaBayit knew that he's there. So now if by accident the Baal HaBayit, I say tripped over as one example of how he was huzak through the person who came in, the person who came in is patu. But im hiziko hanichnas, afilu b'shogeg chayav. If huzak Baal HaBayit, that means he tripped over him, patu. But im hiziko hanichnas, but if the one who came in was mazik him, he gave him a punch or something, even if it was by accident, then in that case, he is chayav. Hayu shnehem, klomar ha-mazik v'anizak, b'makom sheyesh lahem reshut liyot bo. Now let's say both the mazik and the nizak were in a place which is neutral, in a place where they both have permission to be, or b'makom sheyesh lahem reshut liyot bo, or they're both without permission wherever they are. Ve'huzku ze baze, and one was huzak through the other, ben begufam ben bemamonam, whether physically or with their mamon was huzak. Im lo yadu ze mize pturim, if one did not know that the other one is there, patu. Aval im ra'u ze et ze, but if they knew that each one is there, af shelo kivnu le'azik, even though eventually the hezek happened by accident, chayavim, because once again, adam muad le'olam. Lefichach, therefore, here he gives an example, which I'm sure you're asking. On the top of page Tav Kuvav. Lefichach, shnayim shayu ratzim, two people were running. Talk about a marathon. Ah, shnayim shayu ratzim, o holchim b'rishut ha'rabim. Or let's say they're both walking, a brisk walk, on the street, b'rishut ha'rabim, in a public domain. Ve'uzku ze baze. And one who was huzak with the other. One tripped over the other, and they were huzak. Pturim. Huzku means they tripped over each other. Hiziku ze et ze, that means not tripped over the other. Actively, one was mazik the other. Chayavim. And he explains, huzku is bli she mazik yase peula. The mazik didn't do any act. Kegon she nizak nitka ba mazik. The nizak got stuck by the mazik, you know, o bechafatzav, or over his bag. Hiziko means al yedei she'asa mazik peula. The mazik actually did something. He moved his elbow the wrong way, and he hurt him, or he broke his glasses, or whatever it is. These things happen. Rabotai, this is all ma'asim b'chol yom. Kegon shehu o chafatzav nitkeu banizak o bechafatzav hizikuhu shulchan aruch over there in siman shinayin chet seif zayin. So again, if you have two people running or walking in reshut harabim is neutral for both of them. So if they were huzak by one another, patu. But if they were mazik one another, whether shogeg or bimezid, they are chayav. Another halacha there in Sif Chet, haya echad ratz ve'echad me'alech. One was running, one was walking. V'huzak ha'me'alech baratz. And the one who was walking tripped over the one who was running. Chayav haratz. The one who was running is chayav. Shehamehalech holech birshut. Because the one who's walking, he's walking in a normal way. That's what you have rishut to do. Haratz shelo birshut. But the one who's running, it's considered shelo birshut. When you're running in rishut harabim, you know, unless there is a place that is designated for running. That's why you have like a bicycle route, you have a jogging route, you have tracks for that, you have places, or let's say the place was fixed up in a way that, okay, today it's for running, that's something else. But normally, a Reshut HaRabim is not a place of running. That's an important thing to remember. That if, let's say, you're running out of haste on a street or on a block, and because you were running, you tipped over something, or you were mazik, you can't say, well, this is Reshut HaRabim over here, everybody walks, en derech shel bnei adam nitbonen bidrachim. You can't use that. You can't say, en derech shel bnei adam nitbonen bidrachim, when you're running. Because en derech shel bnei adam nitbonen bidrachim is only when it's birshut. Birshut means you're doing something that's normal. But if you're doing something that doesn't have reshut officially, it doesn't mean you're going to get arrested if you're running on the sidewalk. You understand? It means this is not what a sidewalk is meant for. It's called a sidewalk, not a side run. That's all. And therefore, you are chayav. However, I'll just finish the halacha. Bameh dvarim amurim. We don't have much time, so I want to just get all this in. Bameh dvarim amurim bechol. That's all on a regular Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Aval be'erev Shabbat ben hashmashot patur. Mipene sheratz birshut. Mipene kevod Shabbat. Hear that? It's a Gemara, Babu Kama. I think it's Lamed Bet. And it's a nifsak in Shulchan Aruch. If a person on Erev Shabbat, aval ez Erev Shabbat, ben hashmashot, rabotai. Not Erev Shabbat, Friday morning. It's Friday, I'm allowed to run. Aduni, lo lekach. But let's say right minutes before Shabbat, and you forgot, your wife gave it to you on your head, you forgot to buy the salt, or I don't know what, and you ran, and you know this grocery store that still has it, and it's still open, and now you're running because of Kvod Shabbat, because Orel Zoi Vavoyech Taseh Motzi, how are you going, it's going to be Motzi Min HaBayit, if you don't bring the salt? Then we say, "Mipenei sheratz birshut." Even if you knocked over someone's case or box or whatever, and you caused the hezek, you're patu. He doesn't get into if it belongs to a goy and you know dina de malchut dina and all that. We're talking now halachically. Let's say the one who was huzak was a Jew. Al pi din Torah, he cannot take you to a din Torah to pay the $100 of his phone or whatever it was that you were mazik. So from all this, we learn a few points. He gives us a few bullet points here to summarize. Kol davar she'oseh ha'adam b'reshut harabim shelo kahogen. In reshut harabim, in the public domain, anything that's done which is not proper, let's say running like we just explained, dino kemehalech shelo birshut. That's considered walking without permission. Velachen haomed birshut harabim v'sigaria boeret biyado. Here's another example. Person standing in the reshut harabim and he's holding a lit cigarette. V'ha'esh klapechutz. And obviously, yeah, hopefully it's klapechutz. Not in his mouth, right? The burning part, the lit part is on the end, other end, the avar adam v'uzakbo, and someone innocently was walking by, and his jacket now has a burning stain on it because of your cigarette. You don't say, "What? People smoke. What do you want?" That's not how we talk. No, it's shelo birshut. You're holding a cigarette in reshut harabim. You have to be responsible, to be careful. Turn aside. Go to a place all the way to the wall where people are not walking. Whatever it is. You know, you see this sometimes, I think, in the city. You know, people come down from their law office or whatever they're doing. They come down for a smoke outside. And they're standing there with all their ga'ava, you know, with their smoking. Adoni, you want to smoke? First of all, don't. Secondly, if you're going to, stand all the way by the side. The people who are walking don't have a chance of coming in contact, because if they do, you are literally chayav.
But secondhand smoke, is that considered also?
It's a good question. It's a good question to think about. You know, any hezek that comes through secondhand smoke, if a person is liable through that, you know, that's a good question. But right now, he's talking about like physically, you were huzak, your jacket or whatever it is, something like that, or your hand. Ha'omedi mitriya. Let's say a person is holding a closed umbrella. With the pointy part, he's standing like this, you know, he likes to twirl it like that, and he's holding his umbrella. That's shelo birshut. That's not a normal way to stand. It's normal to have an umbrella, but not to hold it in a way that can poke someone else. Nachon eta? Ata maskim? How do you say that? In French, do you agree? How do you say do you agree in French? Tu es d'accord? Imuzak ba'adam chayav. Haholecho ole le'autobus im agala. Let's say a person is going up onto the bus with a carriage. A baby carriage, let's say, or a shopping cart, whatever. Umelachlech bigdei ha'anashim. And on the way, as he's going up the bus, he got someone's jacket dirty. Chayav. Dafka mehalech. Dafka, you know, b'shat nefila, right? Dafka when he's mehalech. Dafka while he's walking. If he got someone dirty, you can't say oops. Zelo oops. If you got, it's a stain, you're the one who is now responsible for it. But let's say after he parked his carriage, his wagon, whatever. Im nitkal ba'adam. Let's say someone tripped over it. Dina kebo. It's like a bo b'rshut harabim. Shechayav al nizke adam, patur al nizke kelim. Right? Shor velo chamor. Shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim. Right? So, lo adam, that's only b'mita, aval b'nezakim, is chayav. So, al nizke adam bebo, person is chayav. Someone tripped over it and got hurt, you have to pay. But if, let's say, something got dirty with it, someone's jacket, im nitlach lecha beged, is patur. So, only while he's doing it, because then, it's like kocho. So, then it's adam. What's the difference between while he's taking his carriage, he gets someone dirty, is chayav? Because that's already adam. Adam muad leolam. Because that's kochohu. Whereas after it's already parked, so now it's begeder bo. Bo is only chayav al niske adam, but not niske kelim. Haratz letzorech pikuach nefesh. If a person is running for the purpose of pikuach nefesh, saving someone's life, or lehatzil min adleka, or to save someone from fire, chas v'shalom b'kayetze baze, nikra ratz birshut. That's considered a person who is running with permission. Shechova alav larutz v'chol kocho, because you have to run as fast as you can in order to save someone's life. Ve'im hizik, and obviously if he was mazik on the way, patur. That's a case that's brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Ein Chet. All this, now we come to Purim. And surprisingly enough, there's a machloket Ashkenazim and Sfaradim in regards to Purim. Katav HaRama. Now the Rama in Seif Tet. Basically we learned Siman Shin Ein Chet, halacha from Aleph to Chet. Now we have Shinayin Chet, Seif Tet. The Rama writes, Bachurim harochvim likrat chatan vekala. I do want to say, we only have 5 minutes left. There is so much to say on this. Maybe Bezat Hashem will talk about it, either tomorrow or at a different time. There is a lot of Rishonim and Achronim to deal with the following, which he's very much mekatzer right now. So we'll leave it for now. Bachurim harochvim likrat chatan vekala. Boys who are riding towards a chatan vekala. Let's say, rochvim, either they're riding on some bicycle, they used to have like a ceremonial type of thing that they would do in front of chatan vekala, or they are running, you know, dancing in front of them. V'hiziku ze et ze mamon chavero. And in the interim, on way of doing that, they were mazik each other's property. Derech simcha uschok. But it's all in the way of happiness and laughter. V'chen bishar devar simcha, or in any other case of a simcha, happy occasion, ho'il v'nahagu ken p'turim. Says the Rama, since that is something that in certain circles was a normal way to do, says the Rama, and this is brought from the Rishonim, they are patur. Mikol makom im nireh lebet din lasos siag v'geder, should be adam. But let's say if Bedin want to make a siag or they want to make a rule and say, listen, this is getting out of hand already. Too many cases, too many casualties with all this happiness over here going around. Their Bedin has the full license to put their foot down and to say, no, next time it happens, you're chayav to pay. Now, in Orach Chaim, in Ilchot Purim, Siman Tafresh, Tzadik Hey. All right? Tirtze. Katav harama, yesh omrim. The Rama writes, some say, deim izik echad et chavero mikoach simchat purim, patur mileshalem. The Rama writes, b'shem yesh omrim, that if a person was mazik his friend, or mamon chavero, out of happiness of purim, either in the dancing, or in a frenzy of, you know, or let's say he's drunk, and he was mazik, the Rama says, yesh omrim, patur mileshalem, that you're patur from paying. Katava Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Katava Bach in the name of the Bach. Yesh lechalek ben ezek gadol lekatan. Now, I don't know, you know, how to define this, but he says you have to make a difference between a big damage and a small one. Ben beguf ben bemamon, whether physical or monetary. The behezek gadol makpidim. If it's a big hezek, then people are makpid. The Purim here, Purim there. What do you mean? If my phone costs, let's say, $500. I don't know what. I'm sorry, you have to pay. That's called. I would imagine that's called hezek gadol. Ve'en minhag liftor behezek gadol. Nobody has a minhag to say that in such a hezek it's your patu. V'gam behezek katan, even in a small damage, dafka she'asaken mikoach simcha, only if it was done strictly because of the celebration. Aval in kiven lehazik, let's say he purposely did it. And he knows that I can get away with it because it's Purim. But he purposely did it. Has nothing to do with Simcha. He would be just as Sameach, you know, if he wouldn't do that, says the Mishnah Berurah Chayav. However, that's all to those Achenu Hayotzim Biyad Rama. But Katab Sefer Chazon Ovadia in Purim, page Reshchet, Ve'anu, En Lanu Ela Divrei Marana Bet Yosef. Now, Marana Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, he was silent. In Ilchot Purim, he didn't mention anything about it. But if you look, Siman Tafresh Tzadik He, in the Bet Yosef is not in agreement with this beautiful minhag of being mazik people in Simchat Purim. Deledidan en chiluk ben Purim l'sharimot ha'shana. There's no difference between Purim or any other day. Ve'hamazik, the one who is mazik, metav sadehu, metav karmo yeshalem, he has to pay, tavinu tkalin, he has to pay the full price. Ve'hamuchzak, eno yachol it'on, kimli neged maran, kayadua. The one who is holding on to the money and we're asking him, hey, you were mazik and you have to pay, that's called muchzak. He's usually hamotzi mechavero, alav areaya. So let's say the muchzak sometimes can be toen, kimli kedat kach vekach. Before he pays, he's holding on to the money. He could say, kimli, I go, I paskin, like the Rama. The Rama says, I'm patu, Adoni, I'm not paying you. The muchzak eno yachol it'om kimli neged maran. Rav Ovadia has pages and pages on this, that when it comes to against maran, we don't say kimli. The muchzak cannot, even though muchzak gives him power, he has leverage, but you cannot say kimli against maran. Afal pi shelo uva psak maran b'shulchan aruch el rak bevet Yosef. Even though in this particular case, it's not something that Maran HaShulchan Aruch wrote openly. It's only from the Bet Yosef. Mikol makom en nit'om kimli neged ma shekatav Maran beBet Yosef. A very important yesod that Rav Uvada lays down, that even a muchzak cannot be to'en kimli against the opinion of Maran, even if it's an opinion that he only wrote in the Bet Yosef, but he left it out in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll talk more about this b'zad Hashem. Lesikum. Therefore, in summary, mi sheshata yayin bepurim venitbasem, someone who drank wine on Purim and he was nitbasem. By the way, a beautiful gemara to bring in here is right on Daf Zayin in Megillah, famous story. Zayin Amud Bet, very good. You knew already what I'm talking about. Hazak baruch kam rabba v'shachte l'rab zera. Can there be any bigger hezek than shochet someone? The shechita, I think, is Ava Mazik number one. And so, was he chaya? Was he not chaya? You can't say, yeah, but I know how to do tchayat avitim, so I'm allowed to do it. What about? So it would be a good question to ask, right? So, mi sheshata yayin bepurim venitbasem, veitchil lerakedu uleshorer, someone who drank wine, and he's on high, or how do you say by wine? I'm always corrected over here. Drunk? No, but like, how do you say? Hi, they told me it's only in other substances. Yeah, spirited. What? Spirited?
Elevated.
But that's too sublime. That's
a buzz.
Huh?
A buzz, you could say. A
buzz. Oh, a buzz?
A buzz, that's how you say.
Wow, I learned something new. A buzz.
B-U-Z-Z.
Watch when you come and watch. Watch the buzz. Ay, ay, ay. Now you learned this word? So, b'tor kach, while being what? A buzz.
Influenced
by the wine. He zik lechavero, he was mazik his friend with the dancing or the singing. Otinefet begadav, where he got his shirt or suit or pants dirty. Chayav leshalem kol ma sheizik lechavero, you have to pay the cleaning bills. You know, you have to be paying the hezek. Ve'en evdel baze ben purim lesharimot hashana. There is no difference, according to the opinion of Maran HaShulchan Aruch, as brought in Chazon Ovadia, page Resh Zayin. So, no, Ashkenazim lechaorad, if they go according to the Rama, they're patu.
So,
we have to pay. So let's say you're Mazik and Ashkenazi. Who do you go by? Let's say Sfaradi was Mazik the Ashkenazi. You know when you have to answer this? On Purim itself. You have to drink a little bit. Then, which what we'll think about a Psak. Ashkenazi that was Mazik as Sfaradi on the day of Purim. So we have to figure that out.
I asked you this.
Who's the Muchzak?
I asked you this in Shiva.
Yeah.
One guy threw...